What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 86 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Today, I'm going to be making my NCAA March Madness picks on the show live. I'm going to be talking about all the teams, and I feel like this is going to be really a fun show. Also, have some quick news before we get into that. I actually got to go to the SEC tournament for my birthday. We got great seats. Got to go down to the Lexus Lounge for unlimited food. We actually saw a bunch of really cool people down there. You guys probably know Damian Fishback does the halftime shows. Got to meet him. I got to meet Mitch Barnhart, who is the athletic director of Kentucky. Unfortunately, Kentucky lost to Vanderbilt for the second time in 1 week. And we saw plenty of depressed Kentucky fans, which I was definitely included in those. But I really had a great time down there for my birthday. That was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime trip, just like the National kind of was. So, unfortunately, I probably won't be going to the National. Obviously, my dad used up a lot of that budget for the SEC tournament. But that is definitely still – I still want to get back to the National a couple more times in the coming years for sure. But I had a great time there, so that got me in the basketball spirit, and I thought, why not do some live picks on the show? And I have a surprise for y'all at the end of the episode, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that. All right, guys, let's get into my live picks right after this quick break. All right, guys, I've got the tournament pulled up. I'm going to be using ESPN Tournament Challenge. Standard scoring, everything is on default. And I personally like ESPN Tournament Challenge the best. It's kind of just the most streamlined and gives you the most information as well. So I'm going to fly through the 1 versus 16s. We all know that, I mean, yeah, a 16's beaten a 1 before, but when you're filling out a bracket, are you going to choose a 16? No. So I'm going to go ahead and take the 1s, and I'm also going to go ahead and take the 2s. I'm really confident in the 2-6 here, except for Marquette. And Marquette got, in my opinion, the easiest 15 seed to play. So I'm going to go ahead and take all the 2s as well. So now we're going to move down to each of the 8 and 9 matchups. And these are my favorite to look at because they're almost always 50-50. So we're going to go ahead here and look at Maryland versus West Virginia. Right now, Maryland does have 50% of the, or 56% of the choices so far. I like Maryland because West Virginia is below average defense and they struggle to make threes. Maryland is one of the better defensive teams. They play great perimeter defense, rarely turn over the ball. And Jameer Young, I really like him. So I'm going to go ahead and take Maryland in this matchup here. Next, we're moving down to, this is a really interesting matchup to me. We've got San Diego State, the 5 seed, versus Charleston as this 12 seed. 5-12. At least one 12 seed has defeated a 5 seed in 32 of 37 tournaments. Right now, I'm really liking Charleston. I feel like they're the best 12 seed in the tournament as a 31-3 record. Even though SDSU does still have 66% of the vote right now, I'm going to go ahead and take Charleston for a bigger upset in this. Next up, we've got 4-seed Virginia versus Furman, the 13-seed. Furman is giving up a ton of points. Virginia is only giving up 60 points per game. Virginia also has a 500 record versus top 25 teams. I feel like they're really patient, and I'm going to easily take them in this game. Virginia moving on. Next up, another game with potential for upset. We've got NC State versus Creighton. Both teams with double-digit losses. Creighton has 21-12 record. NC State in the ACC with a 23-10 record. I actually really like NC State in this game. Both of them almost have identical margins. I think NC State leads that by 0.1. NC State moves quick, and I really like NC State in this game for another upset in this bracket. This region right here, my South is actually full with upsets. So we're about to get another one in a second here. But next up, we've got Baylor versus USC or UCSB. Really, I got to keep Baylor. Keontae George and Adam Flagler are crazy. I'm going to go ahead and easily take Baylor here over UCSB. Next up is my final upset in this region. I'm going to go ahead and take Utah State over Missouri. Missouri does have a very good Kobe. Brown is really good, but they really depend on Kobe Brown and the stars. And right now, Utah State actually has 53% of the choices. I saw Missouri at the SEC tournament, and I really did not think they were good enough. They were not that good, in my opinion. So I'm going to go ahead and take Utah State. So the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to go by region. So I'm going to go ahead and move back up to the Alabama-Maryland game. Alabama, in my opinion, should not be the number one overall seed. But if I have them playing Maryland, I have to have them moving on. Alabama wins this one pretty easily. Next up is Charleston versus Virginia. And I really think this is an interesting game here. So Charleston did play North Carolina and lose by 16. But they also played Kent State, who's in the tournament, won that one, and Virginia Tech, and won that one. They don't really have a star, but they can have really balanced scoring. They're top 100 in everything, in offensive and defensive. But they're really not crazy in, their tempo is not like as elite as you want it to be. I feel like they are a good upset team, but I'm going to go ahead and take Virginia just solely on, the Cinderella is tough to keep going. So I'm going to go ahead and take Virginia here. Next up, we've got NC State versus Baylor. And in this game, I'm actually going to go ahead and have to take NC State. They almost played identical records. They had identical records versus the top 25. NC State is underrated in this tournament. I'm going to go ahead and take them to carry on their streak of upsets versus the 3-seed Baylor. Next up, we've got Utah State versus Arizona. Arizona is way too good for Utah State. I feel like this is a no-brainer pick. Arizona easily advances in this game. Next up, we've got the 1-4. And man, I really don't know what to do here. Alabama is winning their games by a lot of points. They beat Houston. They beat Arkansas. They beat Auburn. They did lose to Gonzaga by 10 and UConn by 15. So, I don't know really what to do here. Virginia did beat Baylor, who was the team I had being upset in this bracket as well. They also beat Illinois by 9 points. But one of their key losses was to Boston College by 15 points. This is a really interesting pick, but I'm going to go ahead and have to take Alabama because they beat Houston. Just a good team that they beat there. And, I hate to pick the 1 and 2 out of this bracket because that almost never happens. But against NC State, I'm going to go ahead and have to take Arizona because 2 seeds are 16-3 against 11s. And advancing to my final four out of this bracket is going to have to be Arizona. I feel like Alabama is really overrated this year, even though they do have Brandon Miller, who is supposed to be the number 3 overall pick in the draft. And he's probably the best college player in this tournament. But I'm going to go ahead and take my guys over at Arizona. The Wildcats, not Kentucky, are going to advance. Next up, we've got Iowa versus Auburn. I really like Iowa's inside game. They always just beat people in the inside. Auburn is not on a hot streak right now. I'm going to take them. Another 5-12 game, both teams with identical records. And, man, I'm going to go ahead and have to take Miami in this game because Drake is all over 23, which can help sometimes, but not in this instance. Miami wins. Next up is a no-brainer. I'm not even going to talk about this one. Indiana is a really good team this year. I'm going to go ahead and take them. Then in the play-in matchup, Iowa State versus either Mississippi State or Pittsburgh. When I build my brackets, I never pick the play-in. I'll be taking Iowa State. And then a 3-seed versus 14-seed Kennesaw State. I mean, it's Xavier. They're not crazy. And in the games that Kennesaw State has had chances in, they got demolished by top teams. I'm going to go ahead and take Xavier. And then the 7-10 matchup, I'm actually going to go ahead and take Penn State in this game. Penn State made a deep run in the Big 12, so I'm going to take them in this game because they almost won the Big 12 over who do they play? I watched it yesterday. I literally can't even remember. They played Purdue. So Purdue is a one seed, and I'm going to have to go ahead and take Penn State. Moving on to the 1-8, Houston, in my opinion, is the best team in the nation. I'll take Houston. Then Indiana, like I said, I almost had Drake in that 12-5 game. I'm going to go ahead and take Indiana. Then Iowa State Xavier. I really don't like either of these teams. I feel like both are pretty atrocious teams. But Xavier did beat UConn twice, so I have to take them, even though both are just not good teams. And then in the 2-10 matchup, Texas is one of my favorite teams in this bracket. I feel like they're the most underrated teams. I'm going to go ahead and take Texas in this game. Now Houston, Indiana. This is an interesting game. Houston plays nobody. They're 31-3. Their average margin of victory is by 20. Indiana does have 11 losses, but they beat Purdue twice. So I'm going to have to take Indiana in this game. They know how to shut down a star. So I'm going to take Indiana. And then, like I said, Texas is one of my favorite teams in this tournament. I'm taking Texas in this one because they did beat Kansas by 20 against Kansas. So I'm going to have to take them here. And then Indiana versus Texas. Interesting game. Texas did beat Kansas 2 out of 3 times. They smoked Gonzaga, split against Baylor, beat Creighton. Beat Kansas State. I'm taking Texas to go to my Final Four out of that region. Next up, we have the other couple regions, the East and the West regions. We've got Memphis versus FAU. FAU was 31-3 this year, even though they didn't really play anybody that good. I just like that record. I don't really have anything for or against either of those guys. I'm just going to go ahead and take FAU there. Next up is Duke Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts, 30-4, winning all of their games by 15 points. But Oral Roberts got absolutely blown out by Houston and St. Mary's. I have to take Duke in this one, even though I hate them. Next up, we've got Tennessee and Louisiana. Tennessee lost Zakai Ziegler. This could be my upset of the tournament. I'm taking Louisiana out of that matchup. Next up is Kentucky Providence, and I lean toward taking Kentucky. Both teams are around the same margin of victory, and they both have the same records. Gosh, I really don't know what to do here. I hate to go against Kentucky, and I'm not going to. Kentucky wins this one in the first round. Next up, Kansas State, Montana State. Kansas State is my second favorite team in this bracket. I'm taking Kansas State, no-brainer. And then Michigan State versus USC. Right now, I'm thinking USC, the decision is basically split. They both have the same margin of victory. USC is probably not really a 10 seed. I'm taking USC out of that one. Next up, we got Purdue, FAU. FAU is not going to do a thing against Purdue. Zach Edey is going to just run up and down, just posting up and dunking every single play in that game. Then we have Duke, Louisiana. And, gosh, I hate to take Duke again, but I'm going to have to go ahead and take Duke. Louisiana struggles at the free throw line, so Duke wins that one. Next up, we've got Kansas State, Kentucky. Guys, Kentucky sucks. They lost to Vanderbilt. Kansas State is going to smoke them in that game. You know, Keontae is going to go crazy in that game. Keontae Johnson. So he's averaging like 17 points a game this year. I'm glad he's transferred from Florida, so we didn't have to play him in conference. But we're about to have to play him in the second round. We're going to get smoked by Kansas State. Then Marquette is the team I'm the least confident in this entire tournament. I think they lose pretty handily to USC in this one. USC did beat UCLA, so I'm going to have to go ahead and take USC. Next up, we've got Purdue versus Duke matchup. Man, I don't think anybody's going to stop Zach Edey. I'm taking Purdue in that one. And then Kansas State, Keontae Johnson is going to destroy USC. Man, but then this final here, we've got the regional final played in Louisville, Kentucky. So, man, it would be crazy if I got to go to that. But Zach Edey, Big Ten Player of the Year, he's 7'3" or whatever. He is a giant. But Keontae Johnson is more athletic than all of the other Purdue players. So it's really evenly matched in this game. I don't know what Kansas State will be able to do to stop Zach Edey. But I think Keontae Johnson is clutch. He wins this game. So Keontae Johnson advances to the Final Four to take on Arizona. All right, guys, moving on to the West and the final region until we pick our Final Four. This is also another interesting region, in my opinion. So we've got Arkansas, Illinois. Arkansas is actually a really solid team, in my opinion. Really athletic. They have the Mitchell twins, Makai and Mikkel. Eric Musselman is looking for his third straight Elite Eight appearance. He's experienced. I'm taking Arkansas in this one. Next up, we've got St. Mary's and VCU. St. Mary's only has played in, basically only played Gonzaga. So they've lost to Houston. They beat SDSU. And they've beaten Oral Roberts also. But I'm going to have to take VCU in this one. They did beat an 11 seed in Pittsburgh, and I'm going to take VCU. I think St. Mary's is too inexperienced this season to beat VCU. I think VCU will come in and pull off a big upset in that one. Next up, we've got Iona versus UConn. UConn beat Alabama by 15 points. Like, there's an that you cannot pick against them right now, UConn, easily. Like I said, I don't pick playing games, so TCU is going to advance. And then Gonzaga versus Grand Canyon. I don't like Gonzaga this year, but they are somehow a 3 seed. So, you know, I'm not picking Grand Canyon. Gonzaga all the way in that one. Then we've got 7 versus 10, Northwestern versus Boise State. I am going to have to take Boise State. They beat Texas A&M, who is a great team this year. Now, Northwestern did beat Purdue. So, and they also beat Michigan State and Indiana. So, gosh, I'm actually have to go with Northwestern after looking at those wins. That is an underrated team, in my opinion, actually. Okay, so now we're going to move on to Kansas-Arkansas. Guys, Kansas, in my opinion, is the worst team. They do have Jalen Carter and Grady Dick, but I'm going to have to go ahead and take the Arkansas Razorbacks. I think they're a really solid team this year. So I'm going to have to pick the big upset and take the 8 over the 1 there. Moving on to UConn. UConn, like I said, I'm not picking against them right now, especially against a 12-seed VCU. They advance easily. Then I'm going to take the upset 6-3. Gonzaga is going to take the fall. I think they're the most overrated team in this tournament. They are not good. TCU advances. And then we've got UCLA versus Northwestern. And after looking at Northwestern stats, guys, I'm going to take Northwestern. I feel like they're all-around team. They beat some really interesting teams, so I'm going to take them. Then the 8-4 matchup, we've got UConn, we've got Arkansas. I'm going to take UConn again. Like I said, just a really solid team in the Big East, which was actually a loaded conference this year, which was interesting. Then TCU and Northwestern. TCU was 1-2 against Texas, 1-1 against Kansas, and 1-1 against Baylor, and 2-1 against Kansas State. I'm going to take TCU in that one. All right, this is the 4-6 matchup. Interesting matchup here. It has not happened in 31 years, this seed matchup 4 versus 6. It's going to happen this year, guys. Man, these are some really good teams, both with some big notable wins for sure. Man, I really don't know what to do here. But I'm going to take the upset. TCU going to the Final Four. They beat some really solid teams this year, including Texas, who they will be facing in my Final Four. We've got Arizona. We've got Kansas State. Man, guys, I really don't know. Both teams with explosive offenses. Arizona did beat UCLA twice, but Kansas State has beaten Kansas, Texas, Baylor twice. TCU, they did beat only once. So, I'm going to take the Kansas State. What is Kansas State? One second. Wildcats. Yeah, they're the Wildcats too. Okay. The Kansas State Wildcats are advancing to my championship to face the TCU Horned Frogs, who beat them last time. I mean, we saw last year with North Carolina. They were a 9 seed and or 8 or 9 seed and made to the championship. They're just like, oh, that's North Carolina. They can do that. But really, if it was TCU with those players, they would have done the same thing. I think this is a very interesting matchup. TCU versus Kansas State in the championship. You guys are probably like, what in the world is this guy doing? I've already done 5 brackets today. I'm trying to switch it up a little bit for this. But, man, I'm going to have to take Kansas State in this one. Keontae Johnson is going to carry. I have to pick a tiebreaker. I think it's going to be a 68-63 ball game in that one. And that is it. Kansas State is my champion over TCU. Let me know what you guys thought of my picks at my email, sportscardsecond@gmail.com. But before we go, I want to invite you guys to compete against me. So if you guys join before Thursday, which is when the round of 64 starts, you guys can actually compete against me in my group. So if you guys go down to the description and look, there will be a link there where you guys can join my group in the ESPN Tournament Challenge to compete against me in my bracket. Just some fun competition to, just have a little bit of fun. We really don't get to compete that much together, so I'm really excited for this. Hope you guys enjoy that, and I'll be watching that and updating you guys on that as long as a few people join. That will wrap up episode 86 of the Sports Card Second podcast. Hope you guys join that tournament challenge. I'm really excited to compete against you guys in March Madness. It is my favorite time of year, so hope you guys join that. All right, guys, that'll wrap up episode 86 of the Sports Card Second podcast. It's Jacob signing off. Keep collecting. Peace.